that happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
Oh, and it happened on the track Saturday night at Richmond.
Yes, it did.
Man, less than three laps to go. Just over two to go, actually, in turn three, coming to two to go. Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. not only was about to end a 71-race victory drought, he was about to make me right 3 weeks in a row. And darn the luck.
That's exactly why Kyle Busch spun him out, because I ordered it.
Oh, man.
You know, well, you can actually talk to the drivers on Track Pass. It's an extra thing you got to pay for.
Kyle,
spin him out, please.
Steve's going to be right 3 weeks in a row. You take him out now, doggone it. Well, of course, we will talk a lot about that tonight because, that's the big story coming out of the race at Richmond. Let's go ahead and take a look and see where your favorite driver ran in the Crown Royal Presents the Dan Lowry 400.
Glenn Boyer was your winner. Kyle Busch was second. Mark Martin third. Fourth was Tony Stewart. Fifth, Martin Truex Jr. Sixth, Ryan Newman. Seventh, Carl Edwards. 8th, Kevin Harvick. 9th, Jeff Gordon. 10th, Casey Kane.
By the way, this will be the last time we mention Dan Lowry. He won his contest. He got his freaking fame, so no more. It's just the Crown Royal 400 from here on. 11th place is Jeff Burton. Reed Sorensen, 12th. 13th, Bobby Labonte. 14th, Greg Biffle. Dale Earnhardt Jr., 15th, after looking like he had it won. 16th, Travis Quappel. David Reagan, 17th. 18th, Dave Blaney. 19th, Scott Riggs. And 20th, Elliott Sadler.
21st was Regan Smith. 22nd, David Rudiman. 23rd, Sam Hornish Jr. 24th, Denny Hamlin. 25th, Sterling Marlin. 26th, Robbie Gordon. 27th, Kyle Petty. 28th, Brian Vickers. 29th, Joe Nemechek. 30th, Jimmy Johnson.
31st, Paul Menard. Juan Montoya. 32nd, 33rd, Johnny Sauter. J.J. Yaley. 34th, 35th, Jamie McMurray. Casey Mears. 36th, Michael Waltrip. 37th, 38th, Matt Kenseth. Man, talk about struggling. A.J. Allmendinger, 39th. 40th, Michael McDowell. David Gilliland, 41st. Kurt Busch, 42nd. 43rd, Patrick Carpentier. If other stuff would stop happening for a week or two, we would start focusing a lot on what in the world's going on with Matt Kenseth. Because,
exactly.
So much has been made about Hendrick hasn't won. Of course, Jimmy got the one win at Phoenix, but this and that and the other. But I'm not Matt Kenseth. I mean, this guy, perennial championship contender, only driver besides Jimmy Johnson to make every chase, and...
Crew chief change, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, I didn't think
it
would
make... I said it before the season ever started.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to me.
Well, no, and they won't, and they'll continue to not. But at any rate, the big story, and we will talk a lot about the fact that Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Kyle Busch get together, but the first big story coming out of Richmond was Denny Hamlin didn't win after just spanking him all night.
Oh, man, that was... We have not seen a domination like that in a long, long, long time. I was sitting there watching the race, and I was getting bored because nobody seemed to have anything for him. And
nobody had anything for him.
It was just unbelievable that he was with 30 laps to go. I looked at somebody that was watching the race, when it was my wife or one of the kids. I said, all right, I'm done. He's got this one in the bag.
The only thing that kind of kept me interested, and I mean, Denny was, I mean, that's what you want to do. That's what, as a driver, you want to go out and bore fans. You want to go out and stink it up and just coast to an easy win. And that's what Denny Hamlin, of course, was in the process of doing. The one thing that kept me interested is so often, and I was thinking this to myself watching the race, how many times have you seen one guy just look untouchable? Nobody can beat him. Nobody's got anything for him. And he doesn't win.
Atlanta and Carl Edwards comes to mind
exactly,
real quickly.
Exactly. And that's really been the story for the 11 team. How many races have these guys had just about in the bag? And something happens. Something always seems to happen. Now, really doesn't appear there was a mistake on anybody's part. Had a tire go down. That can happen to anybody. But it just just snake bit this 11 team to go out and look like they have races wrapped up in the bag, done, put his name on the trophy, and he's nowhere around at the end, and that was the case again. 17 laps to go after leading 381 of the first 382 laps. He led every green flag lap. Somebody stayed out for an extra lap under caution to lead one lap.
Mark Martin.
Yeah, was it Mark Martin? But other than that, he led every single lap. And, I mean, it wasn't, and usually he had pretty big leads.
I was stunned at how dominating this car was on Saturday night. It was unbelievable. You know, Ryan Newman has had some runs recently. Kurt Busch has had some runs recently that were dominating, but not like this was on Saturday night.
Well, Kurt Busch came close a couple of times last year. Pocono and at Michigan, the two wins he did get, he really crushed the field in those races. He was able to finish the deal. Denny Hamlin couldn't because the tire goes down with 17 to go. The thing I was impressed by, and they did talk a lot about this during the telecast, the fact that Denny Hamlin kept telling crew chief Mike Ford, and they went back and forth, yeah, we're tearing it up out here. We're dominating these guys. Nobody can run, but let's don't sit on that. Denny kept telling Mike, okay, I'm starting to get a little bit tight here. This is starting to, you know, and they kept making slight adjustments on the car. Even though they were just spanking them, they kept trying to make the car better. And I mean, that's what you need to do. That's the way you keep destroying the field all night long, is even though you're doing well and nobody can run with you, if the car starts to go away a little bit, you know, make a slight adjustment, try and make it even better. And I mean, because you know everybody else is going to make adjustments, because the guys that are right behind you, hey, we've got to do something to keep up with the 11. So you know Kyle Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you know, Bowyer and those guys that were running right behind him all night long, they were going to keep working on their cars. They were going to make them better, and I'm sure they did. But the 11 team kept making changes too, kept making that car better, and nobody could keep up with them all night.
Yeah, you stayed ahead of the curve, and that's exactly what they did until that tire went down. And then what happened? Wow-wee.
It was, and then the mistake of the night, which in you could see it coming, and Larry, Mike, and Darrell were talking about it, and I'm thinking the same thing too, because we've seen this happen before. I'm trying to think. It seems like maybe Hamlin's done it before. I know Tony Stewart has done it before. Have a tire go down. You think you can make it to the end? No. The tire's eventually going to let go. You're going to end up in the wall. Hamlin, not only has the tire blow, but he parks his car on the racetrack to make sure the caution comes out. And so he stays on the lead lap. Of course, he was penalized, and that hurt him even further. But they should have just pitted. When the tire goes down, you know, just get in there and pit before something bad happens. Because not only do you risk, you know, wrecking and possibly hurting yourself, but, I mean, you could take somebody else out.
Sure.
I mean, you've got a tire going down like that. You know for sure it's going down. There was no doubt. I mean, he was way off the pace. Get the thing to pit road. Get the thing to pit road. You know, I know these guys are racing for points. They want to salvage every position they can. But, again, you could be jeopardizing somebody else by staying out there. I mean, that tire could have let go. He could have spun right in front of somebody and ended their night. So, I mean, I thought that was a really, really bad decision on their part not to pit. And it ended up costing him even more because he parks the car and they end up getting a penalty on top of that. So, again, bad move there by Denny Hamlin, but certainly tough luck in a race that he just dominated and certainly deserved to win. I mean, the 11 team did everything right all night long until that bad call late in the race to not pit. But, man, tough luck for Denny Hamlin. Lets another one get away, and that kind of has happened to them more often than not. All right, when we come back, we will talk about the big story coming out of Richmond, and that, of course, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Kyle Busch, and what happened with just over two laps to go. So stick around, all that coming up, and we will hear from the top finishers when we return here on The Race Report.